to wake the neighbors. Phone the neighbors, wake the kids, call them the pets. It's time for the Random Sports Line. Sports talk with a local attitude. Brenham Sports Line brought to you by Classic Air Cleaner, South Market Street. Brenham, making sure you look great in everything they do. And Budweiser, Mike Hopkins distributing. And tonight we are talking Brenham Cubette Volleyball and Dig Pink. We're also talking Brenham High Tennis coming up in the second half of the program. All tonight on the Brenham Sports Line. Props going out to Heine Mnuchin and his all-star band, and as always, in studio with us here on the Brenham Sports Line, our Sports Line mascot, Mookie the Rabbit Badger, here on another night here on the Brenham Sports Line. And I want to thank our sponsors, Classic Air Cleaners and Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing. And we're doing something a little new, a little different here tonight, folks. If you're listening at home and you got your computers right there, we are actually going, we are live casting on Facebook, our Facebook page, our KWHI Facebook page. We are live casting, just like television, except, you know, it's a lot cheaper than cable. And so we are live casting on Facebook. Just go to KWHI's Facebook page. So everybody turn to the camera, wave. Hello. Hello.
Hey.
Hey, there you go. Hi, Bob. Okay. All right, so we are we're actually entering the 21st century now. So
this is awesome.
So excited. And great to have the Brenham Cubette volleyball team with us here tonight, because tomorrow night, one of my favorite events of the year, Dig Pink, and Coach Debbie Yeager and the Cubettes are here. And Coach, it is really Dig Pink is always a very special night, and it's more than just about sports. It is really truly about life.
Absolutely, it is, and we look forward to this meeting. In fact, tonight I brought the whole crew because I think it's real important to them, and I think it's real important to the community. I didn't know they were going to get to be on TV. It's a good thing they're all dressed alike. You know, they might have combed their hair a little more, but other than that, no, we're glad to be here. This is a special occasion. We think it's real important that we are here and get our point across that it's about the awareness of the breast cancer awareness and the screening time, and we need to get that done.
All right, and we'll talk a little bit more about Dig Pink, but first let's talk a little bit about the season. It's been kind of a roller coaster ride this year for the Cubettes.
It has. It's been, we've had ups and downs. We really played well through our tournament season and came off of it well. Then we had a couple of kids with some injuries, and then other kids have filled in. And so, yeah, we have we played Huntsville and Waller and got two wins in a row, and then we hit three really tough teams right here in front of us. Tomball is our Magnolia tomorrow night has I think one loss maybe, or and right. So you know, they're just, we got to get after it here, and it doesn't matter what's happened behind us, is what's happening in front of us, and we got to make sure we stay focused on that.
And it seems like a lot of the matches as we watch. It seems like the first set either win it or very competitive, and then it just seems like the other teams kind of get the edge those last couple of games and kind of pull away a little bit. What causes that?
I'd probably be a genius if I knew. With each team, they're all different, and you know, we just, Coach Calandra and I just keep working together to try to find something that makes a difference. We change lineups. We, you know, talk to them. We give gummy worms, we do cartwheels, we do whatever we can think of in between to make it more consistent. And that's been our biggest struggle this whole year, is they need to come forward and be consistent and fight with that Brenham pride of fighting to win ball games.
And what's been some of the most enjoyable parts of this season? What's been some of the fun things that have been part of this year?
You would ask me. You know, the tournament season was a lot of fun. They got to know each other. They got to do a lot of things and see a lot of things that they don't normally get to see as we got into the district season. They've done a lot of things. You know, they painted canvases and did all kind of different things that we do every year to try to think of something that makes them a little more different and unique than the year before. And so I think them being together and join their company, they don't argue, they don't fight, they're together in everything that they do. You know, we've just got to put it all together and get tougher and again play to win with that Brenham pride.
And the thing is, there is time to get this done. There's
still a
number of matches left and right in the middle of the fight for a playoff spot.
Absolutely. That's exactly right.
And what are the things you feel that the team's got to do over these last couple of weeks, these last 3 weeks of the season? What are the things the team's got to do to get into that, get into the postseason?
I think we've got to step it up a lot more in practice. I think it needs to be better. I think that we have to be more consistent. I think that we have to have better ball control. I think that we need to, when we show up for practice, ready to go hard and don't wait for somebody else to motivate you to go hard. Just go hard because you want to, because you want to be the best. When you step on that court at Brenham, you should have pride about you and know that nobody should take the game away from you on your home court.
All right, and now to the matter at hand, the immediate matter at hand, that is tomorrow night, Dig Pink, and this as we mentioned, this is about more than just sports, but this is also about how sports can also be a part of life.
Yes, sir, it sure is. It's an opportunity for these girls to give something to the community and to be aware and to give back to those who are survivors and those who the families who have been touched by breast cancer, and just to remind everybody to be proactive and do the screenings. And a chance for us to give to the Dig Pink Side Out Foundation over the past, I think, 6-7 years, however many we've done, and I think we've given $19,000 toward the cure, you know, and so we hope that makes a difference. I think it's a good opportunity for the girls to do a community service. Every shirt we sell and every raffle item, the money goes straight to the foundation. So, the town is real supportive in showing up and buying T-shirts. We still have some shirts left if you want one. You can get them out at the high school. Most of the school campuses have them. They're a little bit different every year. They're a bright, bright pink this year. I really like the shirt this year. You know, you think you can have too many pinks, but you really can't. This one's a really special shirt. You know, it's pretty. It's going to make a difference. It's going to pop in the stands. So we want to get a shirt on everybody in the stands if we can. So.
Absolutely. In fact, Vicky got me mine, so good. I will be wearing
good.
It. I'll be wearing it tomorrow night for the game.
I went to look for it to give to you, and it was gone, and I didn't realize you'd come out there. So we were glad you came by, but we're glad you're going to be there tomorrow night. That's special. It really is. And people like my mother and those who are at home and can't get out to the games, they'll listen to every word of the game. So we're glad you were able to do that for us.
Looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. And some of the events you mentioned, of course, selling the shirt and the raffle and everything, but something that I don't think there's dry in the house, and that is the presentation of the roses.
Absolutely.
Before the match.
Absolutely. It's a very special moment for our girls, and an opportunity that for them to, and me too. I've been able to give roses to some people that mean a lot to me too. When they announce their name, they'll go up and run and give a rose to a cancer survivor or a family of a cancer survivor. We were offered bracelets to give with the roses this time. Someone handmade beaded bracelets for each girl to give out tomorrow night, too. So it's pretty cool. Yeah.
Very neat.
I mean, people really put a lot of time and a lot of effort in each one of those. When she was showing me the bracelets and how she made them, it's insane that she sits there and beads each one of those bracelets together, and every single one of them are done differently. And even on they're small beads, but even on one of the larger of the small beads, she's taken nail polish and put a ribbon, a cancer ribbon painted on it. So they're very unique, and it's just something that, you know, an opportunity for other people to join in and do things like that.
All right. It's going to be definitely a special night, and excited about being part of that tomorrow night at the high school. Now, the match slated to get underway around 6 o'clock, a little after 6 o'clock,
yes,
after the warm-ups and everything. And
right.
We want everybody to come out. But now we do want people to come out, though, early so that before the match starts, they can get in on all the raffles, because
yes,
that takes a while, because
yes,
there's a ton of stuff out there. You got to put those tickets in little buckets.
And what we have is we've asked each team, each volleyball team, freshman, JV, varsity, all of them, each one of them got together and they donated an item. Their parents have donated items. Friends have donated items. It's really amazing, because all we do is put it out there and the raffle items just come flowing in. And what we have is out at the high school in our office, we have about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There's probably about 7 tables up right now of just solid different items, wooden items that say Texas, or it might be a pink item. It might be coloring books for kids. It might be there was a floral arrangement, but it had gift cards in it for Chick-fil-A, all those different places. So, and you go over and you pay your $5 if you want to pay $5, and you get 5 chances to go by and put in each one of whatever you choose to do. There'll probably be about 60 items there. And people can start coming by the school and coming in our office and doing that during the day tomorrow. If they know they're not going to be able to make it to the game, they're more than welcome to come up and go through. The teachers come through throughout the day. Some of them strategically place theirs and layer them. You know, they'll come through in the morning, then they'll come through in the evening and put some more back in, you know. So it's a lot of fun, and it's very interesting. And there's some really, really nice items that I think, you know, people are very generous about. So we're excited about that. So, and before the game, you go in and you can still buy items all the way up through the coming at the JV game at 5 o'clock, and the freshman A are playing in the other gym. And if you're there before the 5 o'clock, even we'll have them all set out, and you can go in and start putting tickets in. And then as the varsity game starts, then at a timeout, they will draw some of the names and call your name out, and you come down and get your prize and take it home with you. You are very generous and donated, which you always do, and this year is really nice. It's tickets to the A&M Florida volleyball game. So is it 2 tickets? Is that what it is?
6.
It's 6 tickets. Yay, girl.
So you can take friends. That's right. You can take friends.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Yes.
And Aggies are doing really well, too. So when you get out there and support them.
And Florida's ranked number 10 in the country.
That's
so
exactly right.
It's going to be a great match.
One of the fun things we got to do earlier this season, too, was we went to the Texas and A&M game when they played each other.
That was fun.
And we went to Austin. Austin's ranked number 2. So mm-hmm. they got to see a little bit of that, too. So it's really good for them to be exposed and be able to see that. And it was a lot of fun, too.
All right, and I know, and some people can be like me and do some of their early Christmas shopping by taking chances.
Exactly. Yes.
Everyone laughed at me the year I won the pink bracelet and the necklace.
Yes.
And the earrings. It's a pink matching set of a necklace, bracelet, and earrings.
Yeah.
They were pink, and those were a Christmas gift for one of my nieces.
That's right. That's exactly
yeah,
right.
And then
there's cupcakes. Bliss is donating chocolate. Is donating cupcakes, and those are amazing. I've had some of those, but our cheerleader sponsor always donates cookies, and she's an amazing cookie decorator too. So there's Kendra Scott necklaces, there's blankets, there's Vera Bradley stuff, there's, you know, fishing poles, you know, a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. So it's fun to come out and just see what's there.
All right. We urge everybody to come on out. Now, we do have a studio full of young ladies ready and
yes,
raring to talk. They want to get ready to step up to the mic. So we're going to take a 1-minute quick break. And then when we come back, we will hear from members of the Brenham Cubette volleyball team talking about Dig Pink here on the Brenham Sports Line Sports Talk with a local attitude.
A Budweiser. America. And Florida Georgia Line.
Budweiser's putting America right on the front of their label this summer.
And that's a pretty powerful thing.
America in my hands is knowing what I want and getting after it. All we ever wanted to do was play music, so we went for it.
America isn't just chasing your dreams, it's doing whatever it takes to make your dreams come true.
That's right. I still remember our first big show. Budweiser's in the air and hearing the crowd sing our song. Still gives me goosebumps.
There's nothing like it. That's when it really feels like America is in my hands.
And when I'm holding a nice cold Budweiser that says America on the front.
That too. Cheers.
This Bud's for you.
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Mike Hawkins Distributing is your regional Budweiser distributor.
We're back on the Brenham Sports Line, Sports Talk with a Local Attitude on KWHI and KWHI.com, and also video casting on our Facebook page, KWHI on Facebook. So if you're on our Facebook page, check it out, and you can check us out right there on Facebook. And we are in studio with Coach Debbie Yeager and members of the Brenham Cubet volleyball team. And, Coach, you brought your players with you. Introduce some of the players who are going to step up and answer a few questions tonight.
Okay, great. I'm going to let them introduce themselves as they come up there and tell a little bit about themselves.
Okay. Who wants to go first?
I'll go.
All right. Go right ahead. Step right up. Okay. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
I'm Jillian Steen.
All right. And what position do you play?
I play wherever coach needs me.
Good answer. Good answer. All right. And how's the season been so far?
I think we're having lots of fun with each other, and we're working hard, and we just have to be more consistent, and we're looking forward to keep getting better the rest of the season.
Okay. By the way, you can move that microphone up if you'd like. You don't have to duck down. There you go. All right. And as far as having a chance to make the playoffs, you guys have to have a big finish here over the last couple of weeks. What do you have to do over these last couple of weeks to make the playoffs?
We have to really work hard in practice and execute on the court and be ready for the other team to fight back, but we want it more than they do, and we just have to show that. So I think we're ready to go out there and do it.
All right. And how important is tomorrow night, Dig Pink Night? How important is that to you and to your teammates?
I think it's really important to us. We get to show, just encourage everyone that comes out, and we get to support the Dig Pink. And it's just like you said, it's about life and just honoring those people, and we enjoy it lots. So.
All right. Thanks for being here tonight. Good job.
Thank you.
All right. All right. And who wants to go next?
Go, Tatum.
All right.
Hi, I'm Tatum Smidovic, and I play outside and back row.
All right. And Tatum, how much fun has the season been so far?
It's been a lot of fun. It's different since I was a sophomore. I got to meet new people that I never really, like, hung out with before, and we kind of, like, became more of a team once, like, going out to all the tournaments and stuff.
All right. And over these next couple of weeks, what's the team got to do so that you can get into the playoffs and, and then once you get in the playoffs, start all over again?
Work. I think we need to work hard and practice and just give it all we can on the court.
All right. And how important is tomorrow night, Big Pink Night? How special is that to be part of that?
It's very important. I know some people that have are cancer survivors, and it's great to like encourage them and like show them that we support them.
All right, Tatum. Thanks for being here tonight. All right. And next up.
Oh, I got it.
All right.
I'm Kiki Bim. Yeah. I play middle front.
All right. And Kiki, if you could tell us how much fun has it been this year?
It's been a lot of fun. We've done a lot. We're just getting closer as a team, like every day, just doing small things. Everything helps.
Mm-hmm. And the season so far, what are some of the things that you've learned about
the team and being part of this team, these first or these, you know, to this point of the season? What are some of the things that you've learned?
That we need to be more consistent and not just start off strong, but continue to stay strong throughout the game.
Mm-hmm. All right. And what's it going to take? What's going to take over these next couple of weeks to rally and get into the playoffs?
A lot of screaming, hard work, and having fun.
All right. And what does tomorrow night mean to you?
It means a lot to show that we're here for the cancer survivors and that we can be out there and cheer them on too.
All right, Kiki, thanks for being with us tonight.
Yay.
All right, and who's next?
Kat.
Just step on up.
I'm Catherine Whitner, and I play bright side and outside.
All right, and Catherine, what's been some of the most, or what's been one of the most fun parts of this season so far?
I like hanging out with everyone, like as a team. We try to do stuff like before game days just to hang out, and it's nice to bond with people outside of just on the court.
All right, and what's it going to take these next couple of weeks for the team to have a successful season and get on into the playoffs?
We really need to have more focused practices, just like leave everything outside of volleyball, outside of the gym, and just focus purely on volleyball whenever we have the chance in practice.
All right, and tomorrow night, Dig Pink, what does that mean to you?
It means a lot, like as a community, like coming from a small town, that we can just come out and support like those who have survived cancer and family members who have lost people in the battle for cancer and just showing them that we support them all.
All right. Thanks for being here tonight. Good job. All right. Ooh. Next up.
Hi, I'm Bailey Kandura, and I'm a middle hitter.
All right, Bailey, and same question I've asked everybody. What's been some of the fun parts of this season so far?
I'd say one of the highlights of our season is something we just started doing is it's like a spirit buddy. It's where we draw names of each of the team members. We all draw each other's names, and we don't tell who we have. And on game day, we'll bring a little surprise, something that will get them fired up, maybe their favorite snack, favorite drink, a little encouraging saying, anything that gets them ready for the game that we'll be battling for that night. So.
All right. And of course, you're playing a tough team tomorrow night. What are the things you're going to have to do to knock off Magnolia tomorrow night?
Well, we're going to have to apply the simple things, the fundamentals. I mean, obviously we all know how to play volleyball. I mean, or else we wouldn't be on the team. But it's focusing on the little things, doing the little things right that are going to help us win big games like that. And coming together, and I mean, we all want it. We know as a team that this is a game that we want to win, especially being on our home court and being such a big night. So we're going to have to focus and buckle down and realize that it's crunch time. So.
All right, and how important is Dig Pink tomorrow night, the Side Out Foundation?
I mean, not only is it important to our community, but personally it's important to me simply because I have an aunt who is a two-time cancer survivor. And so it's something that has affected our family and something I've been through, like something I know about. You know, you don't really realize how many people are affected by it until you see it on paper. Recently was National Denim Day, and it was something I helped to put together with the school through NHS. And we made a banner for all those who are in memory of who have battled cancer and all those we were honoring. And it was amazing to see all the people that it's affected. So it's a special thing, and, you know, it's something important to contribute to. So.
All right, Bailey, thanks for being with us.
Thank
tonight.
You.
All right, next up, step on up.
McKenna.
Step on up, come on.
Oh, my God. Hi, I'm McKenna Schrader, and I'm a setter.
All right, and McKenna, what's been the most fun so far this season?
Probably just hanging out with all of them because I usually don't get to see them during school. But during practice, just getting to know them more and at the tournaments and stuff that we had, it was really fun to get to know them better as we went along.
All right. And what are some of the things that the team has got to do these next couple of weeks to kind of get on a roll and finish on a high note?
I think we really have to focus during practice, because I know that we really need to, like, just get down to business whenever it comes to game time, because we have a hard time pulling back after we win the first game. So that's one of the main things we have to work on.
All right. And how important is it to keep things in perspective tomorrow night? What's going to be really special about tomorrow night?
Just, like, I think coming to about the community, too, knowing that they're survivors and we can give respect to them.
All right. Thanks for being here tonight.
Thank you.
All right. All right. Who's next? Who's next? Don't be scared.
I'm Jordan Williams. I'm an outside hitter.
All right, Jordan. And what's been some of the most fun parts about this season so far?
I think what's been really fun is just getting to know, like, this new group of girls that are younger than the seniors. It's just been really cool to get to know them and just know that we get to pass on, like, our legacy to the younger group, and I don't know, just come together and have fun.
All right, and what's it gonna take over these next couple of weeks to get on a roll and get into the playoffs?
I think what really helped us is just win tomorrow night, and I think that, like, momentum of doing that will help carry into these next five games that we have, and hopefully we'll come out 5-0 on the rest of the season and, you know, into the top four teams and come out in playoffs.
All right, and tomorrow night, very important night. What does it mean to you to be part of this?
It's cool to just take a step back and realize that there's just people out there who battle different things that, like, we may not know about, but being able to recognize people for coming out and surviving and just supporting, it's a cool thing to say that, like, I got to be a part of it and help out the community.
All right, Jordan, thanks for being
here. Thank you.
All right, who wants to go next?
I'm Shay.
Hi, I'm Shaylin Harris, and I'm a defensive player.
All right, and Shay, this season so far, what's been some of the high points of the season so far?
High school sports is something really cool, because you're playing with people that are your age, and you're also playing with people that are younger than you. And so it's really cool to be able to really get to know people that are younger than me and, you know, really connect with them.
All right. And what's it going to take these next couple of weeks?
The playoffs are something that not every team gets to do, and so it's really going, like you've heard it several times already, but, you know, practice is key. We have to stay focused and remember what we want. I also think that believing in ourselves and believing in each other is going to play a big part in our success in the rest of the season.
All right, and how special will tomorrow night be?
I personally have not been affected by breast cancer, but it's very humbling to watch everyone come together for one purpose. And, you know, like Jordan said, just take a step back and realize that it's not about one single person. It's about the whole community.
All right, Shay, thanks for being here tonight.
Thank you.
All right. Who else? Who else? We've only got a couple left.
Yeah, Avery.
All right.
I'm Avery Simak. I'm outside DS.
All right, and Avery, what's been some of the most fun you've had this year so far?
I think the tournaments were like some fun times for me. Yeah, and just like hanging out with the girls. I like everyone here. So.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, and what are the things that the team has got to do over these next couple of weeks?
I think it just comes down to, like, working hard and, like, showing that you actually want it and going and getting it.
All right, and tomorrow night, what does Dig Pink mean for you?
Well, like Shay, I don't really have a personal relation to any breast cancer or know any breast cancer survivors or anything. But I think it's really nice to come together as a community and just support anyone who is struggling with it or survivors.
All right. Avery, thanks for being with us tonight.
Thank you.
All right. Good job. All right. And who's left here? All right.
I'm Kelly Jordan, and I'm a setter.
All right, Kelly. And how about the season so far? What do you think so far?
I think that we've had a lot of fun together, just spending all the long hours at practice and early mornings and bus rides, just getting to spend time with these girls every day. It's just fun, and that just makes all the hard work that we've put in so much better, just to know that we enjoy it and that we've been enjoying each other.
And what are the things the team has got to do over these next couple of weeks?
We've just got to perform like we know that we can. We go out and practice and work hard every day, so now we just have to go out into the court and know that we can do it. We know how to do all the things that we've worked on. The coaches have told us. We just have to remember it and go out there and do it.
All right. And tomorrow night, Dig Pink night, how special is it to be part of that?
It's very special. Just I've lost my aunt a couple years ago to breast cancer, and so just knowing that everyone's coming together and raising money and supporting and being there for everyone else that's been affected in the town, it just means a lot. And it's special just to know that we take one night just to recognize all these people and all the hard work that they've put in. And so now we get to show them and they can come watch us. And it just means a lot that we're both out there supporting each other.
All right, Kelly, thanks for being here tonight.
Thank
nice
you.
Nice job.
Come on, Fish.
All right.
Got a freshman over here.
All right.
I'm Allison Meisner, and I'm a right side hitter.
All right. Allison, what's it been like being part of this team your freshman year?
It's really fun because it's not only my first year of high school, but it's my first year in Brenham, so it's definitely a big adjustment to the lifestyle here, I guess you could say.
And
yeah.
Being in the country.
And but it's been a lot of fun. It's been a great experience.
All right. And what are some of the things that the team's got to do over these next couple of weeks to kind of get on a roll here?
I think that we shouldn't just go through the motions during our games and practices, that we have to want it, and it has to come from the heart, that we need to put everything that we have on the court every game.
All right, and what's it going to mean tomorrow night to be part of Dig Pink?
I think it's going to be really special because our families and our parents and our siblings come out to our games twice a week to encourage us, and I think it's important that we take this one game to encourage other people that have been affected by breast cancer.
All right, thanks for being here tonight. Nice job. All right.
One more
hiding over there.
Hi, I'm Jada. I'm a Diaz.
All right, Jada. And first of all, how's the season been so far?
It's been good. You know, just getting to know the girls and hang out with them all the time.
All right. And, of course, you got a big match tomorrow night. And actually, they're all big the rest of this season. What are the things you guys have got to do to have a successful finish to this year?
Well, we just got to, you know, work hard in practice and, you know, keep pushing throughout the first game. You know, don't give up within, like, the rest of the games. And we have to, like, do, like, what we do in practice, we have to put it on the court.
All right.
Because we work hard.
All right, and tomorrow night, Dig Pink. How important is it to enjoy the night and be part of it?
It means a lot to, you know, just get back to the community and, you know, support people that have, like, breast cancer and other things that we just don't really, you know, give back to.
All right, Jada, thanks for being with us tonight. Nice job. Yay. All right, and Coach, is that everybody?
Yes.
I told you, they're all really nice girls.
They are. I tell you what, they did a great job.
And they do work really, really hard. They do.
That's it.
Every now and then they slip up, but, you know, we always come back with something strong. So we didn't play poorly Friday night. Our defense showed up, which we hadn't been real pleased with in a long time. So I think that's something we can add to tomorrow night. That's going to be exciting. I think that it's about them all coming together as a team and just looking at each other in the eye and believing that they're going to win. And, you know, I tell them all the time, be that person on the court that everybody looks at you and feels better because they know you're going to win, because you've worked so hard that, and you've prepared so well that everything you do is a habit and you don't have to think about it. And it's just, it's something you deserve to win because you've worked harder than everybody else. So, and they have, they worked really hard. And we're going to continue to work hard. So, I think, you know, like I said, they're a great group of girls, you know, and I think that their reward is waiting for them. They just have to go get it.
All right. And it all starts tomorrow night.
Absolutely.
And of course, it's all part of Dig Pink. And again, we want to urge everybody to come out early.
Yes.
Early,
yes.
Early. Buy lots of raffle tickets.
And shirts. Even
t-shirts.
If you know you can't come to the game, come by during the day. Go by Vicki Williams' office. We have a box of shirts. We'd like to empty that box of shirts. And if you're coming to the game, you can buy one at the gate when you get there and go in and put it on over your shirt, guys and girls. And let's make it glow in there. It's a glowing shirt. So
It is.
Let's make it. It is. So let's make it glow. It's a lot of fun. That needs to be one of our goals. And So I think I'll have each girl take a shirt with them tomorrow morning when they go to class and see if they can sell it throughout the day, and they usually can. So it's another way to sell shirts. So y'all come out and support these girls because they have worked hard all season long, and they love to have fans, and they love to have rowdy fans that cheer and get involved and get excited. So we'd love to have you out there.
All right, and again, that is tomorrow night. Again, the match slated to get underway about 6:00, but come out early. Come out early. Watch the JV match.
Absolutely, and the JV's really—they are a good team this year. That's probably one of our strongest JVs we've had in a long time. We have a lot of talent there that we're looking forward to in the future. So come out and watch them.
All right, and again, bring money. Because that's what this is all about. It's all about.
Bring money and luck. Lots of cheers.
It's the one night we can be greedy and feel good about being
greedy.
That's
right. Exactly.
That's right. So, again, Coach, thanks an awful lot for being here. Thanks to the Cubettes, and we will see you guys tomorrow night.
Thank you. And it's exciting to be a part of the Facebook picture thing.
Our first Facebook telecast. Everybody wave to the camera.
Yeah, everybody get in there and wave. Yay!
All right. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we are going to talk Brenham High Tennis with Coach Thibodeau and members of the tennis team coming up here on the Sports Line.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market in Brenham.
I'm Noelle Buffum, and this is your KWHI Local News Update. A Brenham man has been charged after he tried to flee police Friday night. Around 7:50 p.m., Officer Andrew Adams tried to pull over 34-year-old Luke Daniel Ladwig of Brenham on an outstanding warrant for a parole violation. According to Adams, Ladwig tried to flee on his motorcycle. Adams and Officer Jonathan Pipps followed Ladwig until he laid down the motorcycle and attempted to flee on foot. He was captured in the 2400 block of Cheyenne. He's charged with evading arrest and the warrant for parole violation. A Department of Public Safety trooper helped deliver a baby in a Burleson County parking lot Saturday morning. According to DPS, Burleson County Sheriff's Office received a call about a woman in labor around 10 a.m. DPS trooper Joe Morris arrived before EMS could get to the scene. Trooper Morris was able to help deliver a baby boy. The mother and baby were taken to Scott & White Hospital in College Station. The Brenham Fire Department extinguished a grass fire Sunday afternoon. The call came in around 4 p.m., reporting a grass fire near 2900 Old Chapel Hill Road. When the Brenham Fire Department arrived, they found an electric line on the ground with two small grass fires nearby. They called for an additional booster truck from the Salem Fire Department, and the fires were extinguished without incident. And the Blinn College Alumni and Friends Association inducted five distinguished community leaders into the Blinn College Hall of Honor during a special luncheon Saturday. Howard Cruzy was named the 2016 Person of the Year. Doyle Coatney, the late Dr. Bobby Dietrich, K. Bam Fanning, and M. Houston McGaw were also inducted. The Hall of Honor recognizes Blinn's most distinguished alumni, local business leaders, and those who've made a significant impact in their communities. A look now at our friendly country weather forecast. Sunny today with a high of 85. Tonight, clear skies with a low of 59. This has been your local news update on KWHI, where the news comes first.
It's the Austin County Fair and Rodeo, October 12th through the 16th in Belleville, and KWHI will be broadcasting live on Thursday from the parade and on Friday from the Junior Livestock Auction. These reports are brought to you by Skavisa Catering, Tegler Toyota, Abel Air Conditioning, Buck Ferguson Originals, Budweiser Mike Hopkins Distributing, Washington County Tractor, Modern Air Solutions, Ford County Auction, and the Austin County Fair Association. Join KWHI this year at the Austin County Fair in Belleville.
A Budweiser. America. And Florida Georgia Line.
Budweiser's putting America right on the front of their label this summer. And that's a pretty powerful thing. America in my hands is knowing what I want and getting after it. All we ever wanted to do was play music, so we went for it.
America isn't just chasing your dreams, it's doing whatever it takes to make your dreams come true.
That's right. I still remember our first big show. Budweiser's in the air and hearing the crowd sing our song. Still gives me goosebumps.
There's nothing like it. That's when it really feels like America is in my hand.
And when I'm holding a nice cold Budweiser that says America on the front.
That too. Cheers.
This Bud's for you.
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Mike Hawkins Distributing is your regional Budweiser distributor.
What can inspire me?
Drive me.
What can make me the person I have the potential to become?
A thinker.
A leader.
A doer.
What can challenge me to grow?
And awaken something deep inside me.
What can ignite me?
Art can.
Make sure your child has access to an arts education and learn how the arts can help them perform in school and in life. Visit artcantexas.org today. Sponsored by the Texas Cultural Trust and the Houston Endowment.
To the Brenham Sports Line, Sports Talk with a Local Attitude, brought to you by Classic Air Cleaner, South Market Street, Brenham, making sure you look great in everything they do, and by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, and want to thank Coach Debbie Yeager and the members of the Brenham Cubette Volleyball team for joining us first half of the program, and remind you that Dig Pink Night is tomorrow night at the Brenham High Gym, raising funds for the Side Out Foundation for Breast Cancer Awareness. Lots and lots of items up for raffle. T-shirts for sale. All proceeds benefit the Side Out Foundation. Match gets underway at 6 o'clock. Go on out early, watch the JVs play, and then spend lots and lots of money on the Side Out Foundation. Now, joining us in studio, our old friend, Coach Roy Thibodeau, and members of the Brenham tennis team. Coach, great to have you here tonight.
Thank you so much for having us on, Doc. We're so excited to be here, and we appreciate you asking us out to be here. Thank you.
Oh, great to have you guys here. And first of all, talk about the season. It's hard to believe that the season's almost over.
I know. Time flies when you're having fun, Doc. And we've been having some fun. You know, we start before school starts back in August when it's, you know, hot and... You know, we're thankful to see some of this cold weather now coming through, and, you know, but, you know, the kids start working hard in August, and you know, we try to get better each week, and I think we've done that. You know, we've fought through the heat, and we've gotten pretty good shape, and you know, now we just, you know, got to get out there and play.
And of course, when we say the end of the season, we mean the end of the fall season, because actually tennis, one of the rare sports where it's pretty much all year round the school year, because you also have a spring season.
That's right. We party all year, Doc. We get to play in the fall, team tennis, and that's basically where we play a total of 19 matches. We play three boys doubles, three girls doubles. We have a mixed doubles. And then we play six boys singles and six girls singles in a match. And the first team to get to 10 is declared the winner. And so we play all the teams in our district. You know, we do kind of like a round robin. And then our top four teams will go on into to a playoff.
All right. And the season so far, you know, you talked a little bit about it. But how about the strides the team has made this year?
I think we've made good strides. You know, like I said, we try to get better each week, you know, and tennis, you know, it's one of those sports where, you know, one minute you can be doing really good, and then the next minute the wheels fall off, you know. And so that's why, you know, it's you know, it's unique in that way, I think, because, you know, when we play in the fall, we do no ad scoring. So that means when it gets to deuce or 40 all, it's basically like sudden death, and the next point is going to win that game. And, you know, we can play a lot of good points, a lot of good games, but if we lose that one deuce point, that can be the difference in winning a match. And, you know, we could lose a set 6-2, and on the scoreboard it looks like we got beat pretty bad. But when you think four or five of those games went to deuce, but we lost those deuce points, you know, the score could have been a lot different, you know. And so you basically can have a sudden death, you know, at every game on the first set or any set. So, you know, we try to concentrate well on those deuce points and, you know, hopefully pull them out. But I think we've done a good job this year of, you know, keeping our mental focus in our matches and, you know, playing hard. You know, that's all I ask the kids to do. And, you know, it's unique in his way. Tennis is unique that they have to manage the game themselves. They have to call the lines. They have to keep track of the score. They have to know the rules. You know, in other sports, you have referees. You have somebody, you know, helping them out, you know, calling fouls, you know, managing the clock, those type of things. But in tennis, they have to do all that on their own and play.
Mm-hmm. And it sounds like one of the lessons, other than learning how to play tennis and excel tennis, is also integrity, because you're having to be your own officials, be your own referees, and you know, and so I would imagine integrity is a big part of the game.
It is huge, and you know, I try to preach that all the time in practice, you know, that we're going to play with integrity, you know, we're going to play honest, because like I said, those deuce points can get very important, you know, and you see a ball hit on the line, you know, that you might want to call out, but if it's on the line, you know, it's good. And so, you know, I think I'm real proud of my players, because I think, you know, we have a reputation in the district of always doing what's right.
Mm-hmm. And also, as far as the district goes, who have some of the toughest teams been in the district this year?
Well, this year it would most likely be the Magnolia schools, MagWest, Magnolia. And then you got Tomball and Tomball Memorial. Those are probably going to round out, you know, the top four. Willis is in the mix as well. You know, those schools have always been tough. You know, we've had Stratford and Montgomery in our district. Those are the two powerhouses for sure. But luckily we got them out. So it kind of evened things out a little bit. But I would say, you know, MagWest and probably like Tomball Memorial would be the top teams in our district in tennis.
All right. Talk about some of the highlights of this season. What have been some of the high points that you look back and say, that was a lot of fun?
Yeah, we traveled to Waller and we defeated them, and that was a good match for us. We had Huntsville coming to town for a home match, and we handled them pretty well. And you know, that's probably the two highlights so far. You know, it's just a joy for me to see the kids excel and to win. You know, and I know they all want to win. You know, and whenever they work hard in practice and they see it transfer onto the court during the match, you know, that's my biggest joy, is just to see the kids, you know, excel and win.
All right. And how about some of the, just, you know, some of the personalities? Cause I know that, been to some matches. It seems like they just have a lot of fun. It's a fun sport to be a part of.
Sure. We have a good group of kids, and, you know, and we're unique also. We're co-ed. You know, we have boys and girls on the team, and, you know, sometimes that can be a problem, but not with this group. You know, where they all get along so well. And their attitude is great, you know, and that's what makes coaching fun for me, you know, is when everybody gets along. They listen, you know, they're all very coachable kids. And so, yeah, we do have some fun.
All right. And you brought some of your athletes with you. If you could introduce the players.
Yes, sir. I got, my number one boy in singles is, Dalton Barron. He's a senior this year. And so, he's been working hard all year. And, also got my number two guy, Nick Summerauer. He's also here in studio with us. And we pulled in a freshman this time, Delaney Duran. So I had to force her to come here, though, Doc. I mean, she was stubborn like a donkey. She didn't want to come in. But no, I'm just kidding. She came in. She's excited. She's learning every day, you know. And it's hard for a freshman to throw her in there. It's like throwing him to the dogs, you know, because it's so much different than junior high. And so, you know, she's been great.
All right. And, so let's start with Dalton first. And, there we go. And, first of all, welcome to the show. Thanks for being here tonight.
Oh, thank you. It's great to be here.
All right. And, what have been some of the highlights of this season so far?
Oh gosh. Well, like Coach said, Huntsville was a great match. I mean, everybody played great. Whenever we went to Waller, that one was fun. We all played great again. What else? I mean, there's a few. I mean, I'm looking forward because we're playing Magnolia tomorrow. I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be a lot of fun.
All right. As far as the advancement of your game, how do you feel about the way your game has come along throughout the season?
I think it's come along quite a long way. My backhand's definitely been what I'm working on right now. I still need to improve it a little bit, but I think I'm getting a lot better, and I'm hoping to play college, so I'm really hoping that it's getting to that level so far.
All right.
Yeah, Dalton's got it tough, you know. I mean, being in that number one spot, you know, you're playing the number one players in the district, you know, every time you get out there. So, you know, it's tough. And, you know, and I tell the kids, you know, a win at the number one spot is, you know, just as good as the number six spot. You know, we have to get to 10 any way we can, mm-hmm. doubles or singles, you know. But, you know, he works hard and he gets out there and, you know, he doesn't give up. And, you know, that's what all my players do, and that's one of the things I really admire them about. You know, we don't give up.
All right. And Nick, go ahead and there we go. Get your microphone turned on there. There you go. And first of all, what's been some of the highlights for you so far this year?
I'd have to say, like they said, the Waller matches and the Huntsville matches. But, I mean, it's always fun when you can go and win, like, either singles or doubles versus one of the Houston schools, because they usually have a better advantage than you, just because of them. Yeah.
All right. And as far as the season, the team season versus the individual season that you'll be playing in the spring, which one do you prefer?
I prefer the individual season mostly because I still play as a team because I'm better at doubles than singles. So I still have a partner that I can rely on and they rely on me. And it's just all about teamwork, really.
Yeah, Nick is one of our double specialists. You know, he even has a shot that we've named after it. You know, we call it the Wicked Nick. And trust me, you know, it's a force to be reckoned with in our district, you know.
Uh-huh, the wicked Nick. Describe the shot.
It's a volley at the net, and you kind of, like, turn over your racket with your arm, and you hit it upside down, kind of.
It's not textbook, Doc. You know, it's not what I preach and I teach him. But you know, somehow, you know, he stuck with it. It would take shock therapy at this point to probably get him to not do a wicked Nick. So we just went with it.
That's it. All right. What are the things the team's gonna have to do tomorrow to pull off the win tomorrow night?
I would definitely have to say we are definitely going to have to sweep our boys' side. And the girls are going to – they've been really improving this year like that. We'll win.
All right. Nick, thanks for being here tonight. Good job.
Thank you.
All right. And next up is Delaney, and welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
All right. And what's been the most fun about being part of this your first year here?
I think it'd be the away games, because as you're going there, you're getting hyped up to play, and, like, the whole team, the energy, it's, like, really great. And once you get there and when you win, that's the best part.
All right. And what's your favorite part of the game?
Well, I would have to say doubles, because if you win a game, you could always, like, share that one with the person you're playing with.
Mm-hmm.
It's always best to share it with somebody else.
All right. And what's been some of the things that you've learned being part of the team this year?
Oh, I've learned a lot. I've learned to improve a lot of my strokes, my backhands and my forehands. They have been what I needed to work on most. Coach has helped me with that. Mm-hmm. And moving around a lot. I needed to work on that too. My footwork, it wasn't really like I wasn't moving as much as I used to, or as much as I needed to. But they all helped me with that, and I'm glad they did.
All right. And I know that you know, it's hard to believe that that tomorrow is the last match of the fall season, but you've still got the spring to look forward to. How excited are you about getting to come back in the spring?
Well, it'll be my first spring season, so it'll be an experience for me. So I'm kind of nervous but excited, so mixed feelings.
All right. Well, Delaney, thanks for being with us tonight.
Thank you.
All right, Coach, again, you know, as we said, you know, it's hard to believe that the season has gone by so quickly.
Yeah.
But again, what do you feel tomorrow night that the team needs to do to just feel good about the way the season finishes up and be successful tomorrow night?
Well, I think main thing is we're going to have to be consistent. You know, we're going to have to, again, you know, play those crucial points with a lot of focus, you know, especially those deuce points. You know, anytime it's 30 all, I tell them that's an important point. You know, so we got to stay focused on that part. And, you know, we have to play with confidence. You know, we can't just go out there and expect them to give it to us. You know, we have to take it, you know. So I think if our confidence level is high and, you know, we focus on the tough points, and I think we'll come out winners.
All right. Coach, it's always a pleasure. Thanks for being here, and thanks for bringing the members of the team with you.
Man, I appreciate it. You know, anytime we can get tennis on the map here in town, you know, we jump at the chance. So thank you, Doc, for having us here, and thank you for everything you do for us here at Brenham High School. Thank you.
All right, and good luck. Good luck tomorrow against Magnolia. Go on out there and kick their butts, all right? All right. And I want to thank the members of the tennis team and Coach Thibodeau for being with us tonight. And we'll be back to wrap things up right after this.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition, because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market in Brenham.
Single setback.
And a handoff. We're going to hit in there, and it's going to be Michael.
Aggie football is on KWHI. Tune in every week to hear the Fighting Aggies football games on KWHI 1280 in Brenham. Brought to you each week thanks to our Texas A&M sponsors, Bank of Brenham, Intech Pest Management, Tegeler Toyota, and Page Tractors. Please support our Texas A&M sponsors, and for all Aggie sports, keep your radio dial tuned right here on KWHI 1280, your Aggie sports station.
You've been listening to the Brenham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude. And I want to thank Coach Debbie Yeager and members of the Brenham Cubette volleyball team for joining us tonight to talk up the Dig Pink matchup tomorrow night at 6 o'clock at Brenham High School, the Cubettes and Magnolia High. And we want you all to come on out, bring lots of money, buy lots of raffle tickets, buy T-shirts, and help support the Side Out Foundation. We also want to urge you all, if you can't make it, join us tomorrow night here on KWHI and KWHI.com. Also want to thank Coach Roy Thibodeau and members of the Brenham tennis team for joining us here tonight on the Sports Line as well. Always love to talk tennis with Coach Thibodeau and the members of the team, and wish them the best of luck against Magnolia tomorrow night. We'll see you again next week. Same bat time, same bat channel on the Brenham Sports Line. Thanks for joining us. Good night.